Letter number five, A. It was written in 1940, January 25th. It was written by Dad. Dear son, I don't even need to tell you how much joy you gave me when I received your letter from Cape Town and the reassuring content of the letter. To be honest, I was a bit concerned about you traveling on class 3, which is like a very economic or worse than economic probably level, because of the political situation of the last few weeks and also the weather. I thought it will be very difficult for you to travel in, you know, in this level. But I'm so happy now to know that everything went all right. I assume that your further journeys will be a little bit more comfortable, unless the heat will be like will bother you or will cause a bit of uncomfortable things. I hope that next time your letter will be much more detailed. I'm going to repeat myself and also what your mom wrote to you, that we are really, really interested in every details of your journey. But saying that, write as much as you have time and you have the mood for that. You don't need to, you know, worry about that we are going to make a big fuss at home when we receive your letter. Not like there is a family name referrals N. So not like N did when they received the letter from Yuri. We know that you don't really like this sort of attention. Although I need to say that when they received the letter from Yuri, like George, we gained a lot of information on, you know, details. We assume you will be very busy when you arrive because you need to get in touch with all those people you collected referrals to, referral letters. I strongly encourage you to get in touch with that Hungarian man or visit that Hungarian man to whom I sent you the recommendation letter or referral letter from Dr. Maloney, my friend Dr. Maloney. And I can't remember now the name of that man or the address. It is clear that he is a very lucky and clever man, because during this short time he is there, he bought a house, and you know, he became sort of like a good man, so that means that you probably could learn from him. How did he do that in this very short time? As you see or read it from Mom's letter, everything is all right with us here at home. So that talented and skillful diplomacy is priceless that Hungary is managing so far, and in the result of that, staying out of the war. And hopefully this strategy will be successful in the future. We are well and we don't have financial problems at all. Our tenants at Attila Street are well and they are paying on time. My workshop is also okay, although it's not the best, it's not flourishing, but everyone is, you know, paying, and it brings something to the kitchen. Recently I've sent you a paper which shows you that the stock exchange is getting better in the last few days. I could still bear the tax and other expenses without selling these papers. A few weeks ago, I was in a constant struggle with István. First, he was complaining that it's too hot and there is no snow. And then I was angry for the very cold weather and the huge snow. I think by today we all made peace. The town is full of snow, but it was cleared, the road were cleared enough, and the transport is great, so we can, you know, we can easily go without any disturbance of the snow. The temperature at noon were zero, but the sun is out and there are a few blue spots on the sky. It is a very beautiful view, especially when I see the Danube, which on the surface it has ice on it. And the water birds are visiting the Danube, and it's just such a beautiful view to see. We still haven't heard anything from Metal Law. Only Kalmar is doing some great talk behalf of you. Dr. Gross, who is at Nandor, and Kalmar can't stop talking about how nice you were. Kisses, darling, son, a million times. And then here is a short letter from István. He's saying, "Dear Book," it might be a name that he used to call his brother, "Happy New Year. Thank you so much for the book and the gloves that you sent for as a Christmas present. I received it from Ilonka Nini, Aunt Ilonka. Your ski works really well. Use your shoes to put it on, so I don't need to adjust it. All your club mates are sending their regards. I saw Paul Polly Magaziner skiing. I'm still not really good in the deep snow." I think he's referring to skiing. "Finally, the cold break is here, which I was waiting for 8 years. And finally, we can go and ski the whole day. And we didn't have this much snow since I remember. I had a chat with Virány, Amál, Judith. He was at Volóc. And Buci said that she has a very good job. God bless you, István.